It's time to get answers to all of your real estate questions. Talk 1260 KTRC presents All Things Real Estate, the best place for live listener interactive real estate news and commentary. Now broadcasting around the nation via SantaFe.com. Here's your host, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Hello out there, and welcome to a special remote broadcast of All Things Real Estate, the best place for real estate news and commentary. This is Ray Post, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, and I invite all of you to join us at 6 Juan de Gabaldon Trail, the Grand Hacienda winner of the Santa Fe Area Home Builders Association's 2011 Parade of Homes Tour. To get here, just take Bishop's Lodge Road and exit at Bower Road, which is right next to the entrance to Bishop's Lodge Resort and only minutes from downtown Santa Fe. You'll want to follow the Hacienda's A Parade of Homes signs right up to the hill to 6 Juan de Gabaldon Trail. And when you get here, you'll be able to take a tour of this fabulous property with numerous amenities and unbelievable mountain views, enjoy some food and refreshments, and hear the real estate commentary offered by all of my special guests. So come on over to 6 Juan de Gabaldon Trail right off of Bishop's Lodge Road. Join me in a few minutes to offer what I'm sure will be some very interesting observations about this award-winning property is Terry Buell, the chair of the 2011 Parade of Homes Committee. And if Terry's commentary weren't enough, I'm going to be interviewing the builder, architect, and owners of this magnificent home. I'll also be featuring some special Homeowners Association insurance commentary from Mr. Vince Marciano of the Saks Insurance Agency. And as always, I invite you to go to our website to see all the businesses who are fans of the All Things Real Estate Show and offer an array of very useful services. Simply go to allthingsrealestateradio.com. Again, that's allthingsrealestateradio.com. And don't forget to call or email all of your friends around the country right now and tell them to actually tune in today's broadcast via the Internet. Simply go to santafe.com, click on the 1260 KTRC logo, and then hit the Stream Live button. And I'm getting a little feedback over the line here, Gino, just to let you know that. But with you sitting there at the KTRC studio, and I have Tyra with me, my very industrious technician, right here at 6 Juan de Gabaldon Trail. Let's kick the party off by bringing my friend, the famous Ron Blessy, owner, broker of Home Buyers Mortgage, onto the show for a special installment of this week's commentary. Ron, we're sitting in quite a home, aren't we?
This is amazing. I know I say that every week that we're at one of these remotes, but this place, there aren't enough adjectives to describe what a fabulous home this is.
And with that as sort of the backdrop, and I guess we could end the show with that, actually. That's a great sort of beginning and end. But seriously, you have some commentary that I think sort of parallels where we're sitting today.
Well, I think it would be an understatement to say that over the last couple of weeks, the stock market has gone through a wild ride. Up and down, up and down, up and down. But as a result of that, domestic and foreign investors have utilized what the industry calls a flight to quality by purchasing bonds. And it's just a safe bet for investors. They know that their money is at least making a guaranteed rate of return. And this resulted in the 30-year rate for conforming loans, $417,000 or less, having dropped to 4.8%, which is just amazing for a 30-year loan. And this is the lowest we've seen since 1971. Jumbo rates also have dipped below 5% for the first time in the last 3 years. So the bond market surely is the safe bet, and this is all the result of what's going on in the world. So rates have gone down, plus buyers are out in droves buying homes. And I would say that if you talk to any of these lenders that I represent, they'll all tell you the same thing, which is, they have had a huge increase in locks over the last couple of weeks as a result of this.
Right.
Some other interesting statistics. The median price of a home in Santa Fe, city and county-wide, rose 5.9% over the last quarter. Total sales for second quarter 2011 versus second quarter 2010 are up 4.7%. Homes are selling on average at 94% of list price. And because rates are so low now versus where they were a year ago, that a borrower borrowing $417,000 on a 30-year mortgage would actually save about $350 a month.
Wow.
That's a huge savings.
Yeah.
So all these statistics point to the fact that now is the right time to buy. It is the perfect storm. It's the most advantageous time to buy relative to rates and real estate values. And I would say, look at this house as an example of what this market is all about.
Yeah, and as you pointed out earlier, a lot of people are out looking today and actually joining us here at this fabulous Parade of Homes Grand Hacienda Winter. I'm standing across from someone I'm going to introduce in a second. Every time I say the address here, she smiles at me. Again, we invite you to all join us here at 6 Juan del Gabaldon Trail.
Would you like me to pronounce it? Juan del Gabaldon.
Juan del Gabaldon.
Close.
Well, that's the Italian in Mr. Blessy that's coming out today. And later on, we're going to have another Italian join us, Mr. Vince Marciano from the Saxon Insurance Agency. And the two of you together can basically do your impressions of the Godfather.
It's going to sound like Goodfellas.
Anyway, it's now my honor to welcome to All Things Real Estate the chair of the Santa Fe Area Home Builders Association's 2011 Haciendas A Parade of Homes Committee. Welcome to the show, Terry Buell.
Hi, Ray. It's great to be here.
Well, when Terry isn't working hard on this committee, which would include finding a business card that can actually accommodate that long committee name, she's also giving time to the association as a Green Building Council trustee, and Terry is also the owner of Beacon Consulting, LLC. So, Terry, this is the last day of 2 weeks of the fabulous Parade of Homes tour. What's your take on it as the parade chairman?
I think it's been going great this year. We're getting really good traffic through the houses.
Uh-huh.
We've been averaging maybe about $3,000 a day in ticket sales,
wow,
which is great for our donations,
uh-huh,
because we help out the local high schools. People who come to the houses will see there's a high school student selling tickets, and it's a great way for us to help the community, too.
Yeah, and one of the things that I know you want to talk about a little bit is that this Parade of Homes tour is a little bit different this year because you have a fewer number of homes that are on the parade, but you and your colleague Kim Shanahan, the Chief Executive Officer of the Santa Fe Area Home Builders Association, have pointed out to me that as a result of there not being spec homes on the market, is that the builders and the designers of these properties were really sort of able to run wild. Is that your take on it?
Yeah, it's given the builders and the architects a chance to really collaborate with homeowners on a custom home. So they've been able to be very creative. And the house that won Grand Haciendas this year is a great example of that.
Mm-hmm. And you've seen a lot of properties over the years, obviously, as the parade chair up until the decision was made on the Grand Hacienda Winter. You had to say all sorts of nice things about the other properties, which is true. But from your perspective as someone that's in the business and having walked through all the homes, and this one in particular, what's your take on this property?
Well, I think it's stunning. The view of the Jemez Mountains is beautiful. If you look at the way the house is situated on the property, it was a major engineering feat to build it up here. And we do have 19 homes, all ranging in value from around $230,000 to $2.5 million.
Uh-huh.
This house is definitely on the higher end, but everywhere that you walk in this house, you see quality craftsmanship. They also won the best design and best kitchen awards besides the Grand Haciendas.
A credit to the builder and the architect, both of whom will be on the show later on. Terry, in your business, Beacon Consulting, what exactly do you do day-to-day?
I do some engineering work. I do project management work in the construction industry.
Mm-hmm.
That's mostly it.
And have you been in Santa Fe for a long time?
Just about 3 years.
Oh, really? So
yeah.
You're a newbie.
Well, I've been vacationing here for about 20 years. I'm originally from Michigan, and I've wanted to live here for a long time. So as soon as I got to Santa Fe, I joined the Home Builders Association, and it's just been fantastic to be involved.
Sometimes people say that when they get the call to be the chairman of something, that that's both good and bad, a lot of time and energy and lots of people pulling and tugging on you. How has the experience been for you?
Well, like you said, it's been good. We have about 25 people, actually, on the Parade of Homes Committee. And, although I'm the leader of it, each of the committee heads really brings a lot to the table in terms of shepherding the builders through the process, lining up the schools for tickets. So they've all made my job pretty easy this year. It's really been great working with them.
Well, Terry, people can not only come to this property. By the way, I want you to say the address here. Because you've been smiling.
Everybody,
six one day.
Gobble Dome.
Anyway, we want everyone to come on up to 6 day.
Gobble Dome
today to take a look at this fabulous property. But also they can go and look at the other 18 houses that are also on tour, correct?
Yes.
And they're in Santa Fe, but there I think there's one or two in Lamy as well.
There's one down in Lamy. There's another one off of Airport Road. There are several around town, downtown City Lights, and then over in the Baca Rail Yard. And then we have several homes up in the Las Campanas area.
Ron Blessy, who's sitting next to you right now, we've got about a minute to go here on the show. Terry's talked a lot about the challenges associated with putting on these kinds of events. But from our standpoint as professionals, I'm a real estate broker, you're a mortgage broker. The Parade of Homes is a unique way for buyers and sellers and other people who even just are tangentially interested in real estate to really get a tactile sort of approach to what's going on here in the county. Wouldn't you agree?
I would, yeah. Definitely. And seeing the amount of real estate that's out there for sale, I was actually surprised to hear from Terry that there's so many houses just in the general area that are spec houses or custom homes that were built, and that's a great indication of where the economy is going here in Santa Fe.
Terry, before I let you go, do you have any last comments you want to make to the listeners out there?
Yeah, I would just say one other thing. This community is very enlightened in terms of building. 11 out of the 19 homes this year are considered green homes, so they all have some type of green technology in them. Those are the homes that chose to be judged that way. But every one of the homes has a green feature in it. So I would encourage people to get out and ask the builders about the home.
And the builder, Frank Gonzalez, is here today. Again, we ask you to come on over to 6 Juan de Gobaldon Trail here in the Bishop's Lodge Hills area. It's right next to Bishop's Lodge Resort. Look for the Grand Hacienda signs on Bishop's Lodge Road. Take them all the way up the hill. Enjoy a tour of this property, enjoy some refreshments, see the builder, the architect, Terry Buell, Ron Blessy, my friend Vince Marciano from the Sachs Insurance Agency, all sorts of folks here today, so we invite you to come on over. Gino Thompson, my producer, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we're going to have both the builder and the architect join us, so stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute.
Ann Gardner for Healthcare 411.
Santa Fe's News Talk Leader, Talk 1260, KTRC. Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Okay, welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post with Sotheby's International Realty, and today we are broadcasting live in a remote kind of way from 6 Juan de Gobaldon Trail, which is the Grand Hacienda winner of the 2011 Parade of Homes Tour. We invite you to come on over here, take a tour of this beautiful property, and also enjoy some refreshments, and actually meet a number of guests that I have on the program with me today. In the first segment, I had Terry Buell, who is the chairman of this Parade of Homes Committee. She is taking a big sigh of relief today because this is the end of the Parade of Homes Tour, and she's done a great job, but I'm sure she's ready to take a little vacation from it as well, even though it's been highly successful. It can be a lot of work for someone like that. Before we get back into the program, I want to tell you about the well-regarded institution, Santa Fe Trust, New Mexico's largest independent trust company. Santa Fe Trust offers a full range of products and services, including personal, custodial, life insurance, special needs, and charitable lead trusts, as well as private foundation administration. For more information, please call CEO Kathy Roberts and her team of professionals at 984-2700. Again, that's 984-2700. And let Santa Fe Trust assist you with your own real estate planning activities. I'd like to now welcome the award-winning builder of this fabulous home, Mr. Frank Gonzalez of Gianardi Construction, LLC. Congratulations on winning several Parade of Homes awards this year, Frank. This must be extremely satisfying to you.
Thank you, Ray. Thanks for having me here. Yes, absolutely. Fantastic. You know, we that Hacienda Pareto Homes is you know, real special to me in particular, because we're able to showcase you know, a number of things, different styles of homes that we put together. So very happy about it.
Yeah, and this property is truly amazing. Why don't you, from the standpoint of a builder, walk through the elements that the listeners who come here today are going to see as they walk through this Grand Hacienda winning property?
Well, you know, this is true mountain living for Santa Fe. So you're up, 7,000 feet above sea level on, lichen rock. So excavation very difficult, but views that are to die for. So, when you approach property, obviously you come through the forest and into the house, and
you see a lot of good stuff, right?
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Yeah, and for the fundamental standpoint of it, as a builder, the square footage of this property is how large?
The interior heated space is right under 3,400 square feet,
and the actual grounds around this property, it's about 3 acres, right?
Correct.
Yeah. And I know that when you did the construction here, it was sort of like building the pyramids. I mean, the excavation work was huge, and it probably created some challenges for you and your crew to get up here on the hill to actually build. Was that the case?
Absolutely, absolutely. This, building on the rocks of the mountains in Santa Fe is difficult. So structural slabs, over-excavation, pretty difficult site to deal with, to begin with.
Now, last year, you actually won a couple of Parade of Homes awards, too, for a property that's right down the hill here.
Correct. Yeah, I actually built the house right next door, and that was in the 2010 Parade of Homes.
Yeah.
And it won a Best Design and Best Kitchen award last year.
Mm-hmm. And Frank, to take your builder hat off for a second and just sort of pretend like you're a civilian, if you can do that, one of the things that's just extraordinary about this property and the way that you and the architect who we're going to interview in a second designed it and the owners actually sited the property was to take advantage of this panoramic view. I don't think there are too many properties in Santa Fe that enjoy this kind of view. Wouldn't you agree as a builder? I told you to take your builder hat off, but as a civilian, you agree with that?
I agree with that, absolutely. There's several areas in Santa Fe that have wonderful views, but this one in particular, looking through the Rio Grande Valley and into the mountains, is really spectacular.
Right. Well, why don't you sit here for a second, because I now want to introduce the other important member of the team that conceived of this award-winning home, Mr. John Dick of the well-regarded firm Archeo Architects. Welcome to the show, John. How are you?
Thank you. Ray. Good.
It's good to have you here. John, you have a rather interesting perspective on how you can approach the design of a particular property for your residential clients. What was the process from the beginning on this particular house?
Well, from the beginning, it was, I walked the site with the owners, John and Shelley, and they were considering a couple other properties. I shared with them the fact that it, as Frank was saying, it would be indeed a difficult site to build on, but you've got that amazing panorama that you're dealing with and the views and the natural environment around the site, quite isolated. John wanted sort of a hidden retreat, as it were, so we tried to get up the hill as far as we could within reason and really kind of just wanted to allow the site and the panorama, the view, to really carry the day, to be the emphasis when you experience the house. And so in a way, the architecture kind of, it was almost a reductive process. We wanted to have kind of a lean, simple, clean architecture, almost zen-like in its minimalism, so that, big open views, generous views to the horizon is really what people pick up on. During the parade, as people come through, they walk into the house, they almost immediately come out here to the portal where we're at now to check out that view.
Yeah.
And that's, that's really what carried the day, and that kernel of that initial thought when the owners walked the land, they looked out and saw that panorama and say, that's what I want to see.
Absolutely. Well, and from the standpoint as a architect and as the builder, Frank Gonzalez, having something like this, put it aside the fact that it's the Grand Hacienda winner, but because of the quality of this home, it serves as a nice example to other people who might be considering designing something similar. I mean, you couldn't ask for a better sort of example of the product, correct?
Sure, and the way we work is we work very site specifically.
Mm-hmm.
I've had clients see other designs that we've done that are on a website and have asked, can we buy those plans? And I tell them it'd be a disservice, really, because each and every house needs to be custom designed for that particular lot for that particular client and their desires. And when the, and when it's pulled off with the close collaboration with Frank and the owners, then you end up with something that's, you know, it really all works together and it all just feels right.
Frank Gonzalez, again, as the builder of this house, you probably have worked with a number of architects here in town. I'm going to put you on the spot. How has it been working with John Dick?
Well, actually, it's been fantastic, and I think you hit a tune there. The collaboration of John, myself, the owners, John and Shelley, and, you know, all the people that actually invested time, materials, in the project that, you know, really worked well together. And to go through a process like this with the design, you know, and the amount of time that it took to get to this point, and everyone be really happy, and actually we're friends. I mean, that we ended this as friends, not as just professionals doing a service.
Sure. So. I understand from Shelley that the co-owner of this house, that you guys play golf together. Is that true?
Yes, John tries to. Well, actually, John plays golf, and I.
Oh, I see. You're out there striking the ball.
Yes.
I gotcha. Well, I tell you what, I got about a minute left here before I have to conclude this part of the show. John, any last thoughts for the listeners about how you conceived the design here, why they should come by this property today and see this grand hacienda winner?
I think it comes down to really what John and Shelley brought to the house and brought to the table as far as the design. You know, Frank and I, you know, we can do all the drawings in the world, and Frank can do, you know, all of the making and actual construction of the house. But that's what it is. It's a house. And it's only when it's infused with the ideas of the owner that it actually becomes a home.
Uh-huh.
Sort of like that James Taylor line in one of his songs. He says that, you know, home, hide it behind your eyes, hold it in your heart, close among your own. And so, you know, there's really an aspect of all of this process that we really can't put our hand on, that we really can't grasp, and that's that unmeasurable aspect of what home is. And it really comes from the owners, and that's where I think both Frank and I got to give credit to John and Shelley, because they really brought that to this house.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you ever want to get out of the business of being an architect, you could be a songwriter or a poet. That was a fabulous way to end this segment.
Hardly.
Anyway, I have John Dick, the architect. I have Frank Gonzalez, who is the builder of this beautiful property. We invite you to come on up here to 6 Juan de Gabaldon. It is the Grand Hacienda winner of the Parade of Homes Tour. Gino Thompson, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, you guys set it up. We're going to actually have the seller or the owners of this property actually sit down here and talk about how they feel about this property. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute. Welcome back to All Things Real Estate, heard on 1260 KTRC AM, as well as on the Internet, SantaFe.com. We are doing a live remote broadcast today from 6 Juan de Gabaldon Trail, which is located near the Bishop's Lodge Resort. Just take Bishop's Lodge Road, look for the Hacienda's Parade of Homes signs, take them all the way up to the hill, and enjoy this incredibly beautiful property, award-winning property. We are up here with the Eagles. We are so high up. I was telling Ron Blessy earlier on that I was getting a little faint-headed or something, but he reminded me I'm like that all the time. So anyway, before we get back into the program, I want to take a moment to tell you about Santa Fe's own Westgate Properties, which specializes in the management of multi-tenant commercial properties and homeowner associations. Now, Westgate Properties has the goal of promoting community through highly responsive management with the aim that quality of life and work and the value of their clients' investment is improved. For more information, call Tom Simon of Westgate Properties at 995-3134. That's 995-3134, and learn more about the services of this well-regarded commercial property and homeowner association management company. And with that sort of lead-in in a tangential way, I want to switch gears and welcome Vince Marciano, the marketing manager with Saxon's Insurance Agency. Welcome to All Things Real Estate.
Thanks for having me.
Well, it's great to have you on the show, Vince. And Vince and his company are new supporters of All Things Real Estate. Vince and I are going to be discussing a variety of homeowner association insurance issues, since we're actually sitting in a community that is governed by an HOA. But before we get into that topic, I want to ask you, what do you think of this house?
The house is incredible. Coming from a family that loves to cook, it would be an incredible privilege to sit and take in all the views and cook up wonderful dinner with your own herb garden in the backyard.
Well, you know, normally we're doing remote broadcasts from properties that are on the market for purchase, in this particular case, this is owner-occupied, but, mm-hmm. you know, they might be willing to at least let you come over and cook meals with them sometime, Vince.
They can call me anytime.
Big pot of sauce.
Very
absolutely.
Good. We're going to actually talk a little bit, as I said, about sort of the framework of how an HOA works, and one of the most important elements associated with an HOA is making sure that the community has all of its necessary insurance coverages. So, Vince, why don't you talk a little bit about that particular issue, why, in fact, it is important to have insurance in place that meets all the requirements of a particular community?
Absolutely. A lot of the requirements are identified within the association's CCNRs or bylaws, which will essentially be the baseline of insurance coverage for that association. You want to make certain that you meet those minimum requirements, but also get more familiar with the association to make certain that there aren't any risks that have not yet been identified. So when you walk an association, when you research the governing documents, you want to make certain that the insurance does correctly match all the exposures that they have within that association.
Mm-hmm. Now, in a community like this with a number of fabulous homes, any sort of observations you would have, sort of guessing from your experience about the kind of insurance coverage that they would have in this HOA?
Certainly. You're going to look at a commercial general liability policy, and within that you want to identify the exposures. There are walking trails, hiking trails, biking trails. Those all need to be identified. With 17 or 19 units, it's easy to get your arms around that exposure itself. But what must be researched a little bit further, and not knowing what the governing documents say, it seems like there are other exposures which are part of Bishop's Lodge, which need to be identified and then have those insurance coverages apply to this association if they were to use the equestrian center, pool, spa, so on.
Good point. I want to bring in Ron Blessie of Home Buyers Mortgage. Ron, we always talk about how important it is to work as a team, whether it's a real estate broker like myself, a mortgage broker like yourself, a homeowner association insurance professional like Vince. These kinds of things are even more important in this current economy and with the way transactions are today. Don't you agree?
Yeah, I do. From a lending standpoint, lenders don't get into all the particulars for a homeowner's insurance policy or for the homeowner's association policy, I should say. But we do have to show that there's coverage, and we do have to take that monthly fee into account for the various homeowners. So, Vince's description was very well done, because all these things have to be considered, and lenders really want to know that these things are in place.
Do you, Vince Marciano of the Sachs Insurance Agency, do you find that you're working more often directly with mortgage brokers like Ron Blessie, just in how you actually work on a homeowner or a condo association insurance policy?
We tend to work with the mortgage side of the house after the insurance is in place to make certain that the unit owners are correctly identified in a certificate of insurance, and that Matt has provided to Ron so that he can then file all the documentation that is required. So we work with them after the policy needs have been identified, all the risks have been mitigated, and the insurance has been put into place.
And I would submit that any of the HOAs out there, especially condo associations, should talk to someone like Vince, because they have to make sure that their policies are up to date and have the right coverages in place, because I've seen so many times over the years where we get a deck page for a policy and there are various things that are missing. So it's vitally important these days to make sure that's right.
That's an interesting point. So during some transactions, do you find that you have to go back to an insurance agency and talk about those specific lender requirements, maybe more so now than ever before?
Yes, I see it more and more these days. And again, it's just a matter of tightening up what's there already. But you know, these little details have gotten lost in the shuffle over the years, and now, more than ever, is the time to get it straight.
And Vince Marciano, again, with the Sachs Insurance Agency, we're delighted to have you as a supporter of all things real estate. You're going to be providing some fabulous commentary. We're actually going to be doing another remote where you're going to be speaking from, which will be a condo association. Let's shift gears for a moment, because we've got a little bit of extra time here. We are in a beautiful homeowner association, but are some of the issues associated with developing condo association policies, insurance policies, significantly different than HOAs?
They are different. They're not significantly different. What we've experienced more so in New Mexico is that, as Ron alluded to, you have a policy that's been in effect for a significant amount of time. It needs to be revisited. You need to make certain that the replacement cost is accurate. You need to make certain that all the exposures are identified. Maybe the condominium association has grown. Mm-hmm. They've added parks with playgrounds, tennis courts. Those have to be identified. And if it also is a larger type of association where there's a potential crime or fidelity insurance issue, that needs to be revisited every year.
Uh-huh.
Because the amount of money that these individual unit owners have to pay for insurance is a large transaction.
Right.
And you want to make certain that fidelity is captured with your overall insurance package.
Speaking of Fidelity, I saw that Mr. Steve Riemann, the Santa Fe area manager of Fidelity National Title, is in the house. Delighted to have you wherever you are, Steve, walking around here taking a look at this beautiful home. Again, I want to remind you to come on up here to 61 Del Gabaldon Trail. Getting better as we go through the show with my pronunciation of this. It is the Grand Hacienda winner of the Parade of Homes Tour, the 2011 Parade of Homes. Fabulous property. It's actually won two other awards as well besides the Grand Hacienda Award. Later on in the program, I'm going to actually have the proud owners of this property sit down with me and talk about actually how proud they are to own this house. But anyway, I want to go back to something you said a minute ago, Vince, of Vince Marciano of the Sachs Insurance Agency. The fact that this homeowner association sits adjacent to a resort offers some interesting possibilities for people who live in the HOA who maybe use some of the resort facilities.
Correct.
Go a little bit deeper into what that means as far as the HOA policy, how it might need to be customized.
It wouldn't necessarily be this association's policy that needs to be modified. It would be Bishop's Lodge's association policy, so that it would extend to individuals who weren't actual tenants or unit owners within. So it's important. If I were a unit owner in this beautiful association using the amenities across the street, I would want to know for certain that I am insured in case I did slip, trip, or fall utilizing their facilities.
We have to make the assumption that Bishop's Lodge, since they've been around for a long time, well-regarded institution here in town, have those kinds of adequate insurance coverages. If not, they need to talk to Vince Marciano of the Sachs Insurance Agency, sort of shameless promotion of your company. I'm just kidding. Vince, before we actually conclude this part of the show, any thoughts you want to share with the listeners who might be listening and living in their own HOA community, what they might want to do to sort of double check on their own policy to make sure it's up to snuff?
Certainly. Usually at the transaction point of an individual unit owner taking over ownership, the insurance policy, the insurance requirements are usually at the bottom of the stack. So it's important to bring that out to refresh yourself with what the requirements are of yourself or your personal liability, your personal property. And also ensure that the board members that you have elected to those positions are doing their job in reviewing the insurance annually to make certain that it's covering and mitigating all the risks within your particular association.
I want to give Ron Blessy, he's pointing at me.
One other thing I wanted to mention that I think a lot of times condominium owners don't realize is that the insurance for the HOA is from the paint outward.
Right.
So from the paint inward, that also needs to be insured for full replacement cost. A lot of times that falls by the wayside, so that's something we have to show lenders when we're doing condominium.
And again, we've talked at length about, and you're actually developing what I consider to be the foundation for a book, sort of
really?
A checklist of these kinds of things, Ron Blessy. So that would be on the checklist for a condo purchaser because you're, at the end of the day, as the lender, going to be looking for that information.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Very important.
Yeah. Vince, I want to give some at least mention to one of your colleagues that's with you today. You actually had a nice colleague carve out part of her day to join us. You want to mention that she's here?
Certainly. Laurie Gallegos is here at the Sachs Insurance Agency. She is an attorney. We use her to evaluate new laws, new regulations when it comes to condominium owners associations and HOAs.
So So the counselor's in the house today. We appreciate Lori being here. Thank you very much. I want to invite you again to come on over here to 61 de Gabaldon Trail, which is located in the Bishop's Lodge Hills community, which is adjacent to the Bishop's Lodge Resort, right off of Bishop's Lodge Road. Gosh, if you can't find it with all the Bishop's Lodge references, I don't know what you're doing. Turn off that GPS and just listen to me. Come on over here, take a tour of this beautiful property, which is a Gran Hacienda winner of the games, and also enjoy some refreshments and meet Vince Marciano, Lori, Ron Blessy, the architect and the builder of the property. So I'll tell you what, Gino Thompson, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we are going to actually bring on the proud owners of this property to talk about their view in our famous Open House of the Week segment of owning this house. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute. Welcome back to All Things Real Estate, heard on 1260 KTRC AM as well as SantaFe.com. And by the sound of that music, you know that we have reached our famous Open House of the Week segment, brought to us by our good friends, the professionals at Wynn Home Inspections. And today we are doing a live remote broadcast from a fabulous property, 61 de Gabaldon Trail, which is located in the Bishop's Lodge Hills community right next to Bishop's Lodge Resort. We invite you to come on up here. This, again, as I said, is the Gran Hacienda winner of the Parade of Homes Tour for 2011. It also won two other prizes. And I now would like to introduce the proud owners of this magnificent property, Shelley Gore and John Van Dimlin. Welcome to All Things Real Estate.
Thank you, Ray.
I don't know where to start on this, but you've been listening to all the accolades that have been delivered by all the commentators, but more importantly by people who have just been coming into this house and taking a look at it. I'll start with you, ladies, first. Okay, John?
Sure.
With Shelley first. Talk a little bit about the motivation that you and John had when you wanted to conceive of this beautiful property.
Yeah, we fell in love with Santa Fe as a community first, and it was our dream to live here. We fell in love with the people, the weather, the arts, everything that Santa Fe has to offer, which is so rich. And we both love nature, so when we started looking for a property and thinking about living here, we did take a look at existing homes and things like that, but we had seen this piece of land, this specific piece with these specific views, the trees that we have here, and we just really fell in love with this concept of a mountain retreat right outside of Santa Fe, and that was the guiding principles through the whole building process.
Well, you sort of answered a question that two folks from New York City, because we have people that listen to All Things Real Estate on a regular basis, on the internet, sent to me this morning as far as an email from Anna Marie and Andre.
Oh, hello.
Hi. How are you?
They said, let's see what they said to me. Hi, Ray, regarding today's broadcast about the Gran Hacienda award-winning home, we have a question for the owners. Why did you decide to build this home rather than essentially what you were just saying, Shelley, that this was your dream home, and was there not other things available in the community to choose from? The answer was you wanted to build your dream home.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate that email question. I hope you got the right answer on that one, Anna Marie and Andre. John, I want to ask you, this was a collaborative sort of relationship between the architect and the builder and yourself. That doesn't always exist with people who build properties in town. You guys sat down, you, as Shelley said, you sort of established the vision, and they took it from there, and in your view, they really went all the way, didn't they?
Yeah, I think it's important in the way we approached this dream project for ourselves was that we first selected, well, actually, I should say we first read a lot of books that were about building a home and realizing your dream, which is, I think, very useful to do. Secondly, we followed some courses at the beautiful Santa Fe College here about building and about green building and issues like that. And then we selected an architect, and together with the architect, we bought the land. And I think that order is highly advisable because there, then you can discuss with your architect straight away whether your dream actually can be realized on the piece of land that you buy.
Uh-huh.
And then at the later stage, we brought in the builder, The architect recommended a few. We made our own research about builders, and together we selected, finally, Giannardi Construction. And from then on, it was a sort of a very teamwork between all of us, and the architect and the builder, and our input. And one of the nice things for us was that we were able to live here while the house was under construction. We rented the house at the other side of Santa Fe. And that commitment from us to the construction, I think, made it also a lot.
Being on site on a regular basis.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
it does make a big difference. A lot of people out there that approach this, sometimes they just turn it over to the builder and the architect and say, create something. Here's the sort of the broad brushstroke. Shelley, you had in a email you sent to me, you'd mentioned that there was sort of a dichotomy, a separation of priorities between you and your husband, John. Talk a little bit about how that came together in the design of this house.
Yeah, we were cautioned when we started that couples can really get into arguments over building a house. And so we really took a step back, looked at each other's strengths and weaknesses, and let each other lead in different pieces of the project. And that was so crucial because John is an economist by training. He's good with numbers. He's lived in Europe his whole life, so he's got this European restraint aesthetic. I'm a civil engineer. I can read plans. I can look in 3D. That's very hard for John to do. And, you know, I've got this feeling for nature that I really want to bring the outside into the house. So we just worked together, and we would recognize when somebody was stronger or should take the lead in something, and that's really good for a couple to do, to really look at each other. And I extend that to all of the subs, the architect and the builder. They can see things we can't, and
right.
We learned to trust them. You know, when they said, we see that this is not going to look good or this will look better, we learned to trust people and to, you know, take our time to visualize it, but also to trust all these amazing people with these amazing skill sets that each one has.
As the economist, John, so when it came to pulling out the checkbook, you were obviously the main duomo on deciding the appropriateness for dollar amounts that were being spent. And I say that in an affectionate way, of course.
Of course.
But that's important.
Yeah.
Unless you have limitless funds, you have to be careful about these things.
It's interesting that when I overheard the builder talking about us to somebody else,
right.
And he said what I really liked about the couple was their budget discipline. And I think that is very important when you set out on a certain amount, a construction amount that you agree upon with your builder, that you always try to stay within that amount. Because otherwise it can become a very big frustration for everybody.
Right, right.
And,
well, and that's an important element, particularly in this economy, I think.
Yeah.
Shelley, I'd like to sort of get your feminine approach to things right now, because we've talked a lot about the construction, the excavation, the design element. John Dick, the architect, talked at great length about the vision part. But just from a woman's eyes, and there are lots of women that are coming in here today looking at this property, what are they going to see as they walk through this house that you designed?
I think the part that I would say that I'm most responsible for is the practicality of the spaces, the sizes of them, the comfort of them. The ceiling height changes, that sort of thing, is really those practical touches where things function really well as a space, whereas John is much more just these beautiful visions of how things fit together and stay quiet in a house. So I think that would best describe my contribution, and also maybe the views out to the nature.
Well, and on that score, when I was up here 2 days ago looking at the property, as I was leaving, there was a huge deer in the front yard who was eating some of your beautifully landscaped plants out here. And
mixed feelings about that.
Well, I'm sure he had mixed feelings, but he felt very comfortable. Obviously, he comes around all the time.
Yep.
But
right.
What I'm leading up to is in the back of the house, you actually have created a garden, and is it not just visual, but you're actually getting some food out of it, right?
Yeah, it was our idea to plant as many edibles as we could. So we have two raised vegetable beds that were put in by a local gentleman here, and then all San Isidro Permaculture did our landscaping, and they did all the tomatoes. We have eggplant back there, chives, basils, beans, and then a lot of medicinals like echinacea and things like that, and morning primrose and things of that nature. And that was really part of our idea. We definitely didn't want to just plant beautiful things, but plant things that we could use that were also beautiful.
Right. Well, that's a nice addition to this Parade of Homes tour, where people can see not only how a magnificent home can be created and constructed, but also how the owners can take advantage of the natural surrounding, as John was talking about. Mm-hmm. I have about a minute here before I have to conclude the show. John, I want to let you have that minute to talk a little bit about you know, your feelings living here. You've been here for a few months. Here.
No,
in
three years in Santa Fe.
But
in
this
house.
Yeah. So this is a property that you see yourself in for a long time?
Yeah, I hope that we will be here for a very long time.
Uh-huh.
And we love living in Santa Fe. We love the arts, and we love the climate here, and it's beautiful. We have this amazing house now with these amazing views that we have here, and yeah, we're really proud of it. And it's, yeah. It's
well,
a dream come true.
It is a dream come true.
Yeah.
Shelley, you've got some people around the country, I think, that are tuning into the show on the Internet. You want to say anything to your friends and family?
Yeah. Hello, Mom. Hello, Andre and Marique. We'll see you in New York soon. We miss you guys and we love you. And thank you for putting up with us the last 3 years as we went through this very long process.
You've been wonderful.
You
raise a good point. When it comes down to owners working closely in the construction of a property, it affects everybody in the family and all of your friends. So
of
nice
course,
comment.
Yeah.
Shelley Gore, John Van Dimlen, the owners of 6 Juan de Gubaldon here Trail. We invite you to come on up here today and join us. We appreciate you sharing your thoughts with us.
Mm-hmm.
Terry Buell and the Santa Fe Area Home Builders Association, thank you so much for letting us broadcast our remote broadcast today. I'm waving to Terry across the room. Invite you again to come on up here to 6 Juan de Gubaldon Trail right off of Bishop's Lodge Road. Thanks to the award-winning builder Frank Gonzalez of Gianardi Construction, John Dick of Archero Architects for designing and building this terrific property. Also to mortgage broker Ron Blessy and Vince Marciano of the Sachs Insurance Agency for offering some very enlightening real estate commentary. Gino Thompson, my producer, as well as Tyler, my technician, thanks for everything you do. Please stay tuned to this show, and I'm going to be off next week, but please join Steve Raymond, who is with Fidelity National Title, who will be guest hosting the program. So until next Sunday at noon right here on Talk 1260 KTRC, I send you good luck and fortune in all things real estate.